Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. Speech Radio with a difference. Talk Radio.
I'll continue to put the willies up you in just a second. We've got some phone calls. I think this system's been down. At least that's the story I'm going to tell myself tonight. Hello, Matt.
Hi, how are you?
I'm all right, thank you. Although, it's getting very spooky around here.
Yes, isn't it? It's getting really scary. I've actually got a ghost story for you.
Excellent. Do you want some music?
Yeah, go on. Make it spooky.
All right. It's not going to have a tragic end or anything, is it?
No. It's
all right, here we go.
It's quite a happy ending.
All right. Okay, let's
like a happy ending.
Everyone likes a happy ending, Matt. Come on.
Of course, yeah. So, a while ago, I was lying in bed one night and I heard this sort of hissing noise. It was like a sort of sound, and I couldn't see where it was coming from. And I looked around and there was nothing there. And I thought, oh well, you know, maybe it's just, you know, atmospheric conditions or something. And over the next few days, it got sort of gradually, every night, got slightly louder. And it started becoming a sort of a hum. And then a sort of throbbing sound.
Oh, blimey.
Yeah, and it was really worrying.
How did that go again?
Sort of like that, you know, and then...
Classic throbbing, yeah.
Yeah, it was kind of really, really eerie. And it was only after about a week that I twigged that I'd changed my cat's food and she was farting.
If we could cut the music.
Yeah.
So that, your cat it. Had a haunted yeah. anus, is what you're saying.
My cat was releasing spirits into the world from her haunted anus. And, so, you know, ghosts don't exist, and anyone who thinks they do is an idiot.
Quite so. Oh, God. That was brilliant. Thank you so much. Let's have a word with Dom. Hello, Dom.
Hi, Chelsea, I can't talk. I'm at work.
Oh, what are you ringing me for then?
Do favour, check your Twitter. I pre-recorded it. I planned ahead.
What?
I pre-recorded the phone call and videoed it and put it on Twitter. I tweeted you.
Okay, well, I haven't got it.
It's on your Twitter, woman.
Flipping.
Have a look.
God, I've probably muted you.
Probably.
I'll have a look and try and find it in a minute. I'm a bit busy, Dom.
You're a bit busy?
Yeah.
You're talking about cats farting.
Fair play. Let's have a word with Susan. Susan, save me, for God's sake.
I can't even save myself, let alone anyone else. Hello?
Hello, what you got?
Well, I'm going back this year. I think it was the end of May... beginning of June time, right?
Yeah.
It was in the morning, this was. My husband was going to drop me off to a boot sale.
Hang on, are you going to launch into a spooky story? Because I've got the music for that.
Yes, here we go. It is spooky. It's actually very spooky.
Here we go.
Anyway, what it was, we were in the car and we went past one of the little halls. It's a community hall and there's a garden area there, okay? When we were just go past by the car. This is 8 o'clock in the morning. Children go to school and everything, so it was a quiet area.
Mm-hmm.
There was this swing. You know the old tyre wheels, the black,
yeah,
what they make a swing out of?
Yeah.
It was absolutely swinging so high and violently as if someone was pushing it really, really high in the sky. There was not one person in that ground, number one, because we both looked up, you know, my husband's driving the car, and I said, there's no one in there, you know, in this little garden bit of the hall. And I thought that was 8 o'clock in the morning, daylight, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the following week or so, I went past there, and the actual swing bit was just on the ground, just laid on the ground, and it hasn't been put up since.
Ooh.
Now, I'm wondering, I haven't made inquiries or anything. It does seem, obviously, it was quite eerie sort of thing, and I'm wondering if there is something that is going on there, you know? Very weird, isn't it?
What, a swing going by itself, and then all of a sudden...
It was, honestly, there was no one pushing. It was really going up. You know how they go, like, in the air? It was really going up ever so high and everything, and it looked like, you know, it looks like the force of somebody pushing it, but there was no one there pushing it.
Oh.
That's what I'm saying, honestly. Yeah.
Is that the first spooky thing you've ever experienced?
No, I've had other things. I'll tell you another one that's happened. The building's not there now. It's been pulled down. There was me and two other people. We were allowed to walk in this old office building. And I just went round with my mobile phone. I just went round taking pictures, okay, through the window, you know, the glass windows and that go through to the hallways,
yep,
and that. Anyway, I thought later I'd just check them out and everything. I couldn't believe my eyes. I've actually got the image on my phone and that. I've got a picture of this sort of, as if somebody's sort of sitting on the chair, because there was no one worked in there now. It was nobody else in there, only us. And I've got this this figure, like of a face, like sitting down on a chair. Yep.
Blimey.
And that happened last year. That happened last August, that did. Yeah, but I didn't see anything. I was just taking pictures, you know, in this old place. Yeah, so
that it was.
Yeah.
Well, Susan, you are spooky.
I know, yeah. But I do find it very interesting, this subject. I'm in Blackpool at the moment with my friend.
Oh,
we've gone away. We're only just arrived today. Because you know I'm from Holland-on-Sea, Essex. My friend's from Essex as well. So we're in a hotel, and we're just going to see what's going on and go out and everything. So,
beautiful.
Yeah.
Can you go out this time? You can't go out this time of night, can you?
We got in, well, because it's holiday time, I went out with her. She liked singing and that, so she was on the karaoke, and we got in about 11:30.
Just as well, so, we got in before the spooks come out to get you.
Well, I was wondering if this place is haunted where we're staying. I'm not saying it is, but you never know, do you?
Oh, you never know. You might get the ghoulies.
Yeah, no, it's nice having a break, you know, and I went to Blackpool just for a day with my husband a few years ago, so I haven't seen it properly, you know.
Mm. Well, keep your eyes peeled and report back tomorrow.
I'll let you know if anything happens anyway. Nice talking to you.
And you, thanks for ringing, Susan, I really appreciate
okay.
it. Night-night. Sleep
Bye.
Tight. Don't let the ghoulies bite. 0344-499-1000. Now back to Chatted Spakes. Oh, hang on a minute. Let's just stop this a second because I found the thing that Don was referring to. Hang on. Sorry, everyone. I know it kills the vibe, but we'll get it back again. Right, so this is what it is. I'm at work and listening, unable to call, so I've pre-recorded a call in song format. Oh, God. Fingers on the dump button, please, ladies and gents. Here we go.
Thank you. sad to hear you're posting, but I can't phone in tonight. Stuck in the downstairs cozy, just trying to have a shot.
Okay.
I've been here bloody hours, trying to have a food. I think I might start crying. Oh, Kath, what can I do? I need a number two.
I should point out,
you say you feel so empty, and you went when you're at home.
His dog looks like he's seen it all before.
He's crapping in his hammock, and Sam dumps on his own. Took it 2 more hours, and tried to have a blue. I think I might start crying. Oh, Kath, what can I do? I need a number two.
All right, well, that's charming.
Oh, I've got it.
I'm going to retweet that, not because of the filthy lyrics, you understand, but because he's got the most adorable boxer dog who looks like he's much put upon and he's heard it all before and he's, to be honest, he's not impressed. Have a look at my Twitter feed if you want to see that poor dog. In fact, I think the RSPCA should be involved in this at this point. Right, here we go. Right, back to it. Let's get the vibe back. Flipping heck. Some of these people that ring up. 03444991000. I mean, so far we've had a haunted cat's anus and a song about Dom being trapped in a toilet. I mean, you know how to... I'm trying to inject a touch of class here. Right, where were we? Force myself to open my eyes, and what I... This is after she's, like, she's been trying the magic book for days and nothing's happened, and apparently she's continued even though nothing was happening, right? Then she started hearing whispering, and it turned into a voice, and the voice was saying, Nina, which was, by coincidence, her name. There's nothing there, I told myself firmly. It's your imagination playing tricks on you. None of this is real. I forced myself to open my eyes, and what I saw made me whimper with fear. There was a black hooded figure standing right at the end of my bed. And behind it, shadow figures were darting in and out of the wall. Nina!
They called.
Nina! I lay awake all night until the sun finally came up and the figures faded away. Bullshine! You would not lie there, would you? You'd be out of there. I never believed these things where it said, oh, and suddenly I woke up and it was morning. No, that happens. You are out of there. And you spend the rest of your natural life trying to work out what it was. Anyway, purple writing. Scared to confess. You look really tired, honey, my dad said the next day. Did you get a bad night's sleep? If only he knew. But I didn't dare tell him what happened. He'd go nuts if he knew I'd been playing with the spirit board. What about the people going in and out of his bloody walls? Night after night, I was haunted by these terrifying shadow figures and the voice whispering my name. Nina! Nina! Maybe we should take you to a doctor, Mum said, concerned about my pale face, black rings under my eyes and lack of energy. I'm fine. Don't worry, I muttered. But when my aunt rang and asked if I could stay over for a couple of nights to babysit my little cousin, I jumped at the chance. It can't get me here, I thought happily to myself, as I snuggled down on the couch to watch television at my aunt's house. I'm finally safe. Yeah, because that's how it works. Exhausted, my eyes began to close. Within seconds, I was asleep. I woke with a start an hour or two later and immediately knew something was wrong. The light in the living room was flickering over my head. Oh, no, I groaned. Not here, please. The following night, I didn't sleep a wink. All night long, I could hear whispering in my cousin's bedroom. Oh, shush. All right, advert. I've got to find more spooky music now. Shouldn't off go on? Hang on. Let's go. Hang on. Sorry about this, everyone. Sorry about this. Let's go back and go for spooky music and magical music. Go. Ah, oh, right, more adverts. I'm just going to turn it down a second and let it play.
honestly, you know, I understand about market forces and stuff, YouTube, but I'm trying to, like, foster a vibe here, and frankly, you're not helping. I'm sure your products are excellent. I'm sure that you've got to make ends meet. I get it. Hang on, skip ads. Right, we're in. We're back in. Oh, no, I groan, not here, please. The following night, I didn't sleep a wink. All night long, I could hear whispering in my cousin's bedroom, but he wasn't sleeping in there. He was in his parents' room. Hang on a minute. Here's Matt. Is this the same Matt or different Matt?
Same one, sorry, but I mean...
Matt, yeah, of the cat's haunted anus.
Well, yeah, but I am something of a paranormal expert.
Turns out.
Amazing, isn't it? You know, even though I've never spoken about it before, but...
Well, sometimes it only takes one to trigger the rest, and I'm glad that you're finding an exit here today.
I've sat on it for some time.
Well, unleash, Matt. Let's hear it.
My expertise. The thing with this Nina thing is that it's a common occurrence in ghostly hauntings that you hear something like Nina. Because, because when you've, say you've eaten a spicy chili, it'll be a couple of hours later, you'll be in bed, be lying there, and you'll hear this sort of sound.
Are you talking about farts again, Matt?
Nope.
You're no help at all. Get off. Honestly, I'm trying to. This is serious investigation. Completely ruining it. Right. Where did we get up to? Oh, yeah, the entity had followed me, and she's jumped to the conclusion. We'll allow her to. I mean, it does sound pretty spooky. I wasn't safe anywhere. By the way, 03444991000, if you're going to take this seriously, I want your ghost stories, but I don't want you ruining the vibe. Like Matt, his continual talk of farting. 03444991000. The entity had followed me, and I realised I wasn't safe anywhere. A few nights later, as I lay in my own bed, my eyes tightly shut, saying the Lord's Prayer over and over again in my head. By the way, I've done that, because when I was a kid, probably about 13, I was obsessed with vampires, and I thought that, obviously, they don't like the Lord's Prayer. That's the ones. And sure enough, I never got bitten. So, and I always slept with my covers around my neck as well, and made sure my eyes were firmly shut. I wasn't going to get caught in the old death stare, where you end up going out in the garden in your nightie, which is always very brief, I found in those films. See-through nighties that you don't want to be caught in a... I don't know. What if there's a... My mum used to always say, what if there's a fire? You've got to think of that. Make sure you're covered up. So Lord's Prayer, classic. Over and over again in my head, I felt a cold pressure on my foot. The hooded figure, ladies and gentlemen, had physically touched me. That was the final straw. I knew this couldn't carry on any longer. The next morning, I threw the spirit board into the rubbish bin outside our house. But as I did so, I heard a growl. I'll be back! Whispered that familiar, menacing voice. The energy... Oh, again, with the adverts! The energy in my house felt lighter after that, but I still had the sense that the entity hadn't gone completely. You can't just bin them! I've seen enough films to know you just can't bin them. 03444991000. One day, there's still a bit to go, so I think that she's not seen the last of this. You can't just bin them, and they can't be recycled. One day, my demonic entity, purple writing. One day, my older cousin Amy came to visit. I soon discovered that, like me, she was fascinated by goats and the paranormal. Have you ever seen a goat? She asked me. I found myself telling her all about the spirit board and the entity it had unleashed. I think it's demonic, I told her. It's definitely evil. But even as I spoke, I noticed the house had fallen unnaturally quiet. What's that noise? My cousin whispered, her eyes wide and scared. I can hear heavy breathing. I could too. That was me. Don't be scared. That was just me. I won't do it again. We were alone in the house. The noise was coming from the direction of the stairs. We both turned to look. And as we did, the dog who was sitting at my feet... Can you see the flaw in this scientific plan? Who was breathing heavily? Oh, there's no one else here apart from a dog known to pant. The dog who was sitting at my feet and hadn't been mentioned before, but is now coming into play because it's going to do something unusual, I'm guessing, looked too. She growled deep in her throat. Whatever was there, she could see it, and she didn't like it. Not one bit. After that, I never truly felt safe in my own home. I was so relieved when we moved house a year or so later. This is going to have a disappointing ending, by the way. But as the years passed and I grew up, I gradually forgot all about it. Until 2011. I'd recently given birth to my son, and he was sleeping in his cot next to my bed while I dozed next to him. Suddenly, I jerked awake. A black hooded figure was walking across the room and into the wall. The demonic entity hadn't left me. It had just been waiting, biding its time. I think it's attached to me, that I somehow created that attachment by playing with the spirit board as a 15-year-old. I know that I'm sensitive to spirit, as I've had so many strange experiences on Bacardi breezes. I don't know its identity, but sometimes I wonder exactly what it wants from me. I truly hope that I never, ever find out the answer to that. What a load of old balls.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Experience the unconventional, the unpredictable, and the completely unorthodox. The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle on Talk Radio.
03444991000 if you want to give me a ring. We've only got, like, 15 minutes left, really. What with adverts and all. I know a lot of you were chilled to the bone with that last thing. So, you know, I just want to say to you, you know, very unusual to find a spooky book with gobbledygook writing in it that conjures up the spirits of weird demons that come into your bedroom. So rare, in fact, that it just never happens. So please don't be spooked by it. But this next thing is on a page that says true life. So do you know what I mean? So this is something that maybe will be helpful to some of you, specifically people who, I don't know, maybe you've got a needle phobia, because apparently the secret to eternal youth is psychic Botox. Nilofer Attic, 43, from Surrey, is writing this on the True Life page of beauty. Because you can have psychic-related beauty treatments, right? And if you haven't tried them, then you're a mug. Nilufer Attic, 43, from Surrey. I used psychic Botox to give my face a natural lift. I mean, and her face is lifted. Fair play. That looks... That's a lifted face if ever I saw one. She looks surprised. In a good way. And there's a picture of a man with his hands just hovering over her face, obviously giving her psychic Botox. I mean, why is it any more unusual than putting actual stuff in your face? Why should it not work? Staring into the mirror at the crow's feet around my eyes and jawline starting to droop, I sighed in dismay. Tell me about it. I was only 43, and I'm not there yet, but looked about 100 thanks to endless sleepless nights. Not only did my other half snore, but I had a toddler and a full-time job to juggle. You should try this new facial, my mate Sarah said one day. It'll knock years off you. Oh, I've tried all those expensive potions and lotions before, I grumbled. They don't work. But this facial was different. She promised there wasn't a scrub or cream in sight. Instead, the practitioner, an energy healer called Toby, used his own healing powers to smooth out the skin. Smoothing Toby. All the celebs are having it, she gushed. It's so good it's known as psychic Botox. Botox without needles? Okay, I was sold. A few days later, I arrived at the plush treatment rooms in Soho with minimal makeup on. There's no need to remove it, explained Toby. I won't be touching your face at all. Toby explained... Pranic healing is in purple. Pranic healing. Toby explained that he'd be working on the invisible energy field surrounding my body to balance it out using pranic healing. An alternative medicine system that heals by increasing and moving the body's energy. I've removed fine lines and wrinkles, firm jaw lines, and even enlarged lips on clients doing this, he went on. By the way, if you're listening, you've got thin lips, brace yourselves, because even listening to this, you might find you start swelling up. Don't sue me. Don't sue me. That's the power of radio and psychic waves. If you do start feeling a swelling, can you give me a ring? 03444991000. There wouldn't be any physical touch involved either, but Toby said I might feel pulling sensations, tingling, or hot and cold as he hovered his hands over various parts of my body. That's because I'll be hoovering up the negative feelings I can sense in various spots so the body can heal itself, he added. In fact, let me just send out some vibes, you know. Let me see if I can hoover up your negative spots. Blimey. Oh, that's strong. Wow, all this sounded right up my street. Lying down on the treatment couch, I closed my eyes as Toby started circling and bouncing his hands over my chest area. Then, working his way down to my feet, it was like he was patting an invisible force field into shape. I noticed he paid special attention to my heart and root chakras. Pulling feeling. When he reached my feet, I felt a strong tingling sensation. 03444991000. You can make this stop whenever you want. As though he was yanking something out of the soles of my feet. I mean, by the time he started on my face, the actual psychic Botox treatment bit, I felt like I was floating on a cloud. My cheeks became really hot. Then cold, as though a blast of wind had just blown through the room. Does he have a window open, I asked myself. I peered through one eye to check, but no. It was just Toby's hands gently circling several inches above my nose. Every minute or so, he performed a strange flicking movement, as though batting away something nasty. That must be the toxic energy coming out, I said to myself. I got a tingling feeling again when he did this, especially on my forehead, where there were lots of frown lines. Is anyone else getting a swelling or tingling at this point? No. 03444991000. The hour whizzed by, and before I knew it, Toby told me that the treatment was over. You might get a headache later, or struggle to sleep, he warned me. Don't worry about that, though. It's just because of what's come out. I mean, obviously. Grabbing a mirror, I examined my features. I did look a bit more refreshed, like I'd had a really good night's sleep, but there was no sign of any other difference until the next day. Instead of waking with grey circles under my eyes and a sallow complexion, I looked rosy-cheeked and bright-eyed. My crow's feet hadn't vanished, but they did seem softer. "Have you had your hair done or something?" my other half, Matt, asked me. "No," I shook my head, grinning knowingly to myself. "Just a little psychic makeover." The pranic facial cost £100 per treatment. Did you know, this is in a little box at the bottom, little info box at the bottom, TV personality Anthea Turner is a big fan of this psychic Botox. She said, I felt a complete sense of calm, like someone had physically removed what irked me and my face had a glow. So that sounds like it all checks out. 03444991000. I don't know, it's bullshine, isn't it? There's no two ways around it. Is it okay if people feel like it's done them the world of good? Do you believe that? I mean, do you really believe there could be anything in it? I can't see it. And it just feels like someone having it. It feels like the Emperor's New Clothes to me. 03444991000 doesn't mean I don't love to read about it in Chat It's Fate. It's an absolutely superb publication. I heartily recommend it to anyone. I look forward to it coming through my letterbox every month. Here we go. I'm having a look at my... Sheila, thank you for the chat tonight. Ah, man. Sheila, I'm going to let you have double bubble if you want to ring up now. I think it'll be worth it. She says, I have a spooky story, but it would be double bubble, so I hope to chat again this week. Do you know what? The usual rules are out the window. That spirit board growl sounds like Susan. Please, Catherine, read out things as Susan. We haven't heard from Susan tonight, have we? That's strange. Maybe she's already been on to Mike Graham. I know she rings him now and again. And Dom talking about his boxer dogs. I absolutely flipping love boxer dogs. My grandma used to have one, and my auntie always had boxers. And they are mad heads, quite frankly, and they're always, big old puppies. And Dom says, yeah, bonkers for life. The smallest of the two is 7 and still has mad minutes on a daily basis. They're those dogs that look like they're going to, go through the window when someone comes to knock on the door. They headbutt it. My auntie's dog used to headbutt the window. Boom, boom, boom. Big, great big spit trails on the window from where it's trying to get through. But as soon as the door opened, it was your best friend, One of those dogs. Scary to burglars. 03444991000. I suppose I could do a bit more Chat It's Fate if you want. But hang on, we've got... Oh, here we go. Did you just put him straight through? You've got Andre. I mean, any port in a storm. Yeah. Hello, Andre.
Oh, Kath, how you doing?
Wagwan. I'm all right.
Yeah, nice one. Nice to speak to you a bit longer this time.
Well, we'll see, yeah.
Is Ian around?
No, he's in Italy at the moment.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is he running the show, or is it just yourself?
Sorry?
Is it just you running the show, Kath?
Why are you talking like that?
Well, I didn't know there were two people, like normal.
You sound very muffled. Are you in a sack?
Yeah. Nice to speak to you, though. Yeah, I know it's nearly finished, but nice to speak to you and have a good week.
It has nearly finished, yeah. No, I'm on my own tonight, Andre. What have you been doing today?
Yeah. Oh, just bits and pieces.
Bits and pieces, isn't that?
It is.
I do.
Yeah, just looking after people and helping people. Yeah, just normal stuff.
All right. Well, you be careful in that sack. It sounds crowded.
Well, I'm lying down. I'm trying to get cool. I wish I was cooler than I am.
You're lying down because it's cooler?
Yeah, I've got a fan on me.
Oh, yeah, because hot air rises, doesn't it?
Yeah, obviously. Yeah, it does, actually. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm trying to cool down a bit more because I've only got it in. It's quite hot in here.
Yeah. It is, though. It's humid, isn't it?
It's too close, yeah. But, nice this time of year.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's...
Okay.
Yeah, go on.
This time next year, it'll be summer.
Hey, you're not wrong there, Andre.
Yeah, I'm right in what I say. Come on, Kath, yeah?
Yeah, you know.
How long have I got for the airwaves?
Well, how long do you want?
All of it.
Go on, then.
Well, I don't really want to sing, Kath, do I?
What are you going to do then?
Oh, Kath, play at rocks and scissors. 1, 2, 3, go. What you got?
What you got?
No, they answer questions with a correct question.
What have you got? Rocks or scissors?
I have got one or the other, but which one have you got?
All right, if you've got rocks or scissors, it don't matter what you've got, because I can beat them both. So what have you got? So you've got rocks and scissors, yeah?
Yeah.
I've got a stick of dynamite, yeah?
All of a sudden you get serious and you start getting clearer. I know your game, Andre.
You know my game,
you're
yeah?
You're sitting up right, now, aren't you? You're sitting up because you know I'm in business.
All right, start again. 1, 2, 3. What you got?
What you got?
Exocet missile. What you got?
I've got a big nuke.
Oh, no. You beat me.
Goodbye, Andre.
The Late Night Alternative with Catherine Boyle. Speech radio with a difference. Talk radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.